This week's Torah reading, which is called Lech Lecha, which means leave, get out, we find God telling Avram to leave his place and so on. And one of the subjects, one of the stories we find in this parsha, in this week's reading, is a war. There was a war between five kings and four kings, and the four kings defeated the five kings. And then Avram went to fight with the four kings. And actually he won and so on. When he came back, he had a conversation with God. And God told him, Anochi Magen Lach, I protect you. I'm your shield. Don't worry. And you will have a lot of reward and so on. A simple question a person could ask is, wait a second, Avram just came from the war. He actually won the war. And comes God and says, I will protect you. What do you mean? I needed protection before. A simple answer you could give is, okay, God let know Avram that he was actually protecting him against the four kings that defeated the five kings. And so that's why you're alive, basically. But we know that the Torah is not just a book of stories. The Torah is a book of teachings, lessons. So what lesson can we find behind this thing of God telling Abraham, I'm your shield. You need a shield, and I'll be your shield, and so on. Now, we know that each one of the patriarchs, the forefathers of the Jewish people, correspond to a quality within a person. You have Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, basically the three main forefathers. Avram represents in Hebrew chesed, kindness. Yitzchak represents in Hebrew gvura, which means severity, concealment. And Yaakov represents a perfect balance between these two, which is usually called tiferes, which means beauty, and related to rachmanus, mercy. Now, what's the problem with Avram by himself, and what's the problem by Yitzchak by himself, that we actually need a combination of both? Again, Avram means kindness. And you know what? True kindness has no limits. It's infinite. It applies to everybody, to every situation, without taking into account what the situation actually was, what the correct injustice is. I don't care. Just chesed, just kindness. To the point that Avram himself, he requested to God, Lu Ishmael ichye lefanecha. I hope that Ishmael, my son, will live in front of you, will live forever. That's what Avram actually asked. And we do know that till today we suffer from Ishmael and his children and so on. And Avram just wanted to give infinite kindness to this person. You should live forever. He should live forever and so on. So, kindness by itself, it's very dangerous. Just kindness, infinite kindness is very dangerous. Because it might actually go into a place which is not good. To the point that our sages do say about Avram, Yotza mimenu Ishmael, that Ishmael, his son, which was not a good guy and so on, he came out of him. Like, Avram was not working into having Ishmael, he just came out because it's an excess of kindness. And the same thing happens the other way around. Yitzchak. Our sages do say, Yotza mimenu Esav. Yitzchak had two children, Esav and Yaakov. Yaakov and Esav. And Esav is considered impurity and so on. And Yaakov is the forefather of the Jewish people and so on. Purity, etc. Now, our sages again say that an excess of severity, concealment, if something is very too much concealed, that's also not good. Too much kindness, it can go into a wrong place. Too much concealment can give room to something really not good. Like Esav, Yotza mimenu came out of him. Yitzchak didn't want to have Esav, a bad son, evil son. He wanted to have a good son, so on. But Yotza mimenu came out of him because of an excess of severity, concealment. Maybe an example we could give of this is an excess of kindness would be a person thinking and thinking and thinking so much and really spreading out his thoughts over all kinds of places. And you think about this, and suddenly you start thinking about that connection and that connection and that connection, and like a tree that has branches and branches and more branches and branches, and you take one branch and use branches and branches. Wait a second. Thought needs a limit. It's very good that a person thinks. Very important. However, it needs a limit. You have to focus your thought into one particular thing. I need to think about this right now. How much is plus one plus one? Yeah, but let's think about giraffes, isn't it? Wait a second. Very nice animals. But right now, we're in mathematics. You can't just go to everywhere. You have to focus your thought into one place. So kindness, which would mean the thinking and the knowing and the intellect and so on, needs a limit. On the other way around, severity, if you conceal too much, there's no revelation at all. Imagine I sit in front of the camera and I just remain silent. Concealment, severity, yeah, we have to talk. You have to say something. Therefore, infinite concealment is also not good. There has to be a combination. Our sages explain that that's why God told Avram, Anoichi Mogein Lach, I will be your shield. You're very good, Avram. You're very important to the point that the world exists because of the kindness that God does with us, and we emulate God and so on. However, kindness needs a limit. Concealment needs a limit. There has to be a balance between giving and not giving. Between kindness, which is Avram, cannot be infinite, and concealment, severity, which is Yitzchok, also cannot be infinite. There has to be a balance, and that's Yaakov. That balance is Yaakov, mercy, which actually means that a person is conscious. I know you did not do the proper thing, you failed, so to speak, but still I'm going to be kind with you. So it's a combination. I'm not just giving you, and I'm not just not giving you, preventing, etc. No, concealing. I'm going to give you, but I'll remind you that you don't deserve it. This is the quality that actually makes the whole world function, as our sages say, that God initially thought he would create the world with severity. That's why the name of God mentioned in the creation is Elikim, which means severity, concealment. And he saw that the world would not actually function at all, so he mixed it in kindness in order to have mercy. May God help us, each one of us, to regulate and to know where are we actually giving too much kindness or too much concealment, and find the proper balance around life.